You all know we were going through our Advent series in the Gospel of Mark for a couple weeks. I plan to restart in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14 through 16, as we move towards Easter. We're going to start back in Mark 14, probably the middle of February, and that'll take us the whole way through Easter and through even towards Pentecost there. But the next couple weeks are open, and I just felt led to share a little bit. Even Heidi mentioned it about hearing God's voice. Something God has increasingly burdened me with is the reality that you all, every one of you, can hear from the Lord. Acts chapter 2 says that in the last days, God is going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. He says you don't have to be a special person in order to hear His voice. You don't have to be of certain social status. You don't have to live in a certain place. You don't have to dress a certain way. You don't have to have a certain educational background. Each and every one of you, right where you are, can hear from the Lord. And why would it be any less? If we are in a personal relationship with God, what would that be without personal communication from Him? God desires to speak to each one of you. And I want to give you that glimmer of hope that you can personally hear from the Creator of the universe in your everyday. I hope that settles deep in your soul, that you can hear from God. You can hear the eternal voice of the Father. I have had burdening because I have talked with people, even this past year, even in the past couple months, who have trudged on in Christian duty and service, all while saying, I don't remember when I've heard God's voice last. I don't remember when I heard His love tangibly for me. What sustains us in this life is not physical food, ultimately. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, when He was tempted by Satan, He said, man does not live on bread, physical bread alone, but on the very words that come from God's mouth. So I'm just going to really breeze through a couple of scriptures in our time left today. There's two pictures of God speaking that we see in Scripture, two different words that we see describe God's voice, describe how He speaks. And I just want to bring out some of that to you. And then I want to take a few minutes and talk about this bread devotional reading plan that is on the back table. It's on the welcome desk. It's on the side by the bulletins. I'm going to explain a little bit of that to you. But first, Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to pierce to the division of soul and of spirit, of joint and of marrow. This word, I'm going to go fast. This word is logos here. That there is generally, not always, but generally referring to God's word as written in Scripture. His doctrine, His statements, His declarative truths that we read in Scripture. This is God's word to us in Scripture, in the Word of God. If you see the Word of God capitalized in Scripture, if you see it written out, Word of God, it has this word behind it, logos, the Word of God going forth to live and give active division and to pierce hearts and souls. This is God's Word. This is the word we see in Colossians 1. To make the Word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages. It's the same word we see in 2 Timothy 2. Preach the Word. This is logos. Preaching God's Word. this word is living and active. And this word is powerful and able to change your life. I can't think of a better way to start the new year than to point you to this. To point you to God's written word. And this is the word we read in Hebrews. But there's another word of God that we see in Scripture. There's another word, and it's the word from Matthew 4:4. When Jesus says, man does not live by bread alone, but on the word or words that proceed from God's mouth. This is a different word. It's the word rhema, and it means his utterance. It's his present tense speaking in your life. This is God's voice to you in the midst of an argument or in the midst of a temptation. This is God's living and active word that still goes forth as he utters it through the Holy Spirit. He still delivers truth, but he brings it down into our everyday lives. This word, rhema, is God's spoken, present tense spoken word that God desires to speak to each one of you. If there is something I could wish for you or pray for you, is that you would have a hunger and a desire to hear God's spoken word over you. 5 minutes from leaving here, you can go and you can hear God's word. You can have the Holy Spirit speak in a way that's life-giving and convicting to you from here. You don't have to rely on me to stand up and preach to you God's word. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and God wants to speak to you personally. What would a relationship be without that? What would your marriage be if you never spoke to your husband or to your spouse? Would that be a relationship? No, it wouldn't. God desires to speak to each one of you, to me and to you, each and every day. That's my prayer, that you would hunger, like you hunger for nothing else than to hear that God, that still small voice that still speaks to you today. When was the last time you heard this voice? I pray that it wasn't long ago. If we were to take a marriage situation and say we haven't spoke to each other for weeks or months, we would say that's bad. And yet, some of us, not because of our own faults necessarily, but we have gone weeks and months without hearing from God personally. And I want to testify that there is something so much better than living in that starved place. There is a God out there who wants to speak to you. God's written word, God's spoken word, all made possible because of Jesus, the living word. Amen. That was really fast, and I'm going to even go faster here. I think I'm going to try to go faster. I don't always go faster when I say that I'm going to go faster, but I'm going to try. So bear with me. This is all leading to this devotion, this reading plan that I was able to put together. I used resources from different places. So this is, you'll see where it all comes from when you open it up. But I have it here. So it's all based on, and this is a Bible reading tool for each of you to take home for us to read the scriptures together. Often we're separated by distance. We love to be together. We love to read the word together, but we can't do it every day. This is a way we can all read the same scripture every day. When you gather together, you have that foundation before you. You can all share insight. Hey, I just read 2 Kings 8. And you can share that. Oh yeah, I read this, and this is what I got from it. This is what the Holy Spirit said to me through that word. So when you get this, if you open it up, there's a table of contents. This is all centered around the church calendar. So there's 8 different seasons, I believe, in the church calendar. We're in currently in the season of Epiphany, which you may not be familiar with. There's a little description in here that can familiarize yourself with it. But we're in the season between Jesus' birth and Easter. this revelation of Jesus as God in the flesh. This is often a season where they celebrate the Magi and Jesus' first miracle of turning the water into wine. This is the season that we are in now, and this devotional going forward from here is based off of that calendar. So this here has scriptures for every day from now until February 8th. From now until Ash Wednesday. So you can read through it. You can pray with one another. I would encourage you to gather with others as you read it. There's an introduction. There's a description of the church calendar here, how it's broken down. It's really powerful to center your life, your spiritual, scriptural, devotional life around the life of Jesus. That's a powerful as we enter each season and leave each season to think of Jesus' life in the midst of our own life is a powerful way to walk through the scriptures. And so I invite you to consider making that commitment to read this together. I'll show you how it worked out. I do not know what that is. That is not supposed to be there. But it is. So this is what that is not what's in your handouts back there. So this, and I know this is hard to see. Grab one. There's some on the table again and some on the welcome desk. But this is what it looks like. It's got each day of the week broken down with four passages each day. They're short passages. They're not chapters long. They're short sections. You can easily read all four of these passages in 5 to 10 minutes. And that's, I know what's missing. The best part. So what is missing? I'm sorry, this is so choppy. What is missing is this description of what bread actually means. So the bread acronym means to be still, to read, to encounter, to apply, and to devote. So the idea is you'll take these four scriptures, whichever one most impactful for you that morning, you work through this bread acronym. You silence yourself before the Lord. You read the passage once or twice. You encounter the Lord through this word. You ask Him to speak to you. You ask Him how you are to carry this word out in your day. What does this word mean for you today? You ask those questions. You apply them. You do this. You live out God's word. We don't hear His voice just to hear it. We hear His voice to obey His voice. The blessing comes in obeying God's voice, not just hearing. Scripture says if you hear the word and go away from there without being changed or without doing it, it's not good. It's not good. So that walks you through the bread acronym. This will make more sense when you have a copy in front of you. And I didn't print off enough copies for everybody because it's a lot of paper, and I don't know if every one of you wanted a paper copy. So this is also accessible on the website. If you go to MariettaChapel.org, you can click Bread 2026, and you'll get the PDF of this that you can follow through online as well. Almost done. Some of you laughed. What is that all about? So each week, some of the cool stuff here, some of the really exciting stuff for this is each week there's a prompt on Tuesdays to pray for the body of Christ. I had someone share this idea with me and I thought it was excellent, so I just included this in. Every Tuesday, there's a certain letter of the alphabet, A through G. Every Tuesday, you grab your directory and you pray for the body of Christ, A through G. Next Tuesday, H through whatever. Everybody will be prayed for by one another in the course of these 6 weeks. Is that not awesome? You can pray for one another in a very significant and practical, very strategic way. There's also faith and action prompts. Again, we don't hear God's word just to hear it. We hear God's word to obey His word. So faith and action will give you a step. It might be share your faith with someone. It might be share this scripture with someone. It might be serve someone. It might be invite someone over to your house as a means of hospitality. Any one of those prompts are just an invitation to consider how you might walk out your faith in the everyday. John Wimber, one of my favorite quotes is, faith is spelled R-I-S-K. Active faith is spelled R-I-S-K. It does take risk to walk out faith in Jesus. So that's that. There are some weekly reflection questions at the end. Each page is 1 week worth. Each page is 1 week, and you can go through it. You can have a journal on the side. You can write down. I just invite you to hear God's word as it's written through the scriptures and to hear his voice as you listen for the Holy Spirit's prompting and stirrings and insight as you go through the scriptures. If you have any questions, please let me know. There are copies, again, out on the table. If they're run out of paper copies, I can print more. But again, there's electronic versions available to you all as well. That's all I have. So let me close in prayer, and I'm just gonna ask the Lord to bring, to just pour out. I just really want to see someone like hungry for God's word, His written and spoken word. I'm just gonna pray for a tangible sense of God's, of His provoking in that. Father, we thank you for your word, both written in scripture and the voice that speaks to us in our day. Father, help us to be more sensitive to your voice, but not only sensitive to it, responsive to it. Help us to respond in obedience to your word, both written and spoken. And the spoken word always comes back in submission to the written word. God, we thank you for your written word. I pray, God, that you would give us a hunger, a renewed hunger to hear your voice. I pray that it would dictate our day. Father, I pray that hearing you and obeying you would dictate the priorities we set in our day. Father, I pray your word would bring life to all who take the time and step aside to hear your word. Father, we are expectant of great things through you. Through being near you, Father, we will experience your goodness and presence and power. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for the ability to worship and to pray. God, may our worship not stop when we exit these doors. May it only grow louder as we step out into the world. Father, we love you. Jesus, we need you. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you are here speaking to us, even now. In Jesus' name, amen.